individual church should have an integral part in that mission process, not just sending it down the line, down the line, down the line, and you send the money and you don't know what it's going for. You might get a report back in a couple of years as to where the money went and, you know, how it helped. And my thing was, why can't, after our church had really started to grow, was really growing, you know, why can't we support mission from our church? Why can't we support a mission in Africa? Why can't we support a missionary that's in wherever, Haiti or wherever? Why can't we do it? Why do we have to send this to another place for them to break it up and do this and do that? Why can't we be personally involved in a particular mission? So Pastor Lewis was, he and his wife had been personally supporting a mission in some parts of at Monrovia, yes. And my husband went to the same school as Pastor Lewis, and we had been supporting, sending donations personally to that particular mission. We had been attending the mission conferences where these, some of the students that was being helped by what we were sending was coming here to be educated to go back to Africa. So, and I thought, why can't we organize our church mission so that we can get personally involved? Pastor Lewis said, write it up. His first thing is, you write it up. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. I was just wanting to bring this to you. Now that I, you know. So while I was laying there, I just wrote out some outlines, did out some outlines. And when I got out of the hospital, I had those, I didn't type, but I got my daughter to type them up, and I went to him, and then he told me to bring the proposal to the church. And so our present mission was reorganized to the point that we selected certain missions that we wanted to support. And we had home mission, because we had been doing home mission things, you know, people in need, fire breakout, we do the house and that sort of thing. We've been doing that. We've been doing that all along, years back. That was just the basis of the church. But we had never really looked seriously at foreign mission, at going outside of our door. He said, you know, and we were to start at home, and we were still spread abroad. And but we hadn't seriously looked into that area. So we did, and then we ended up with home mission, foreign mission, and then we had some, what they call local mission. We went, we took on one in Africa that was building a school for children. And we started helping to support this one. And then Haiti, we supported a minister in Haiti who established churches in our church's name. And we support those little hamlets in Haiti. I think it ended up being 17. And even got the children involved. Milk was a problem in that country, and they used the goats to get the milk. So the children's mission raised money. They took their pennies. They brought pennies for maybe 6 months. They collected pennies and bought a goat. paid for a goat. In fact, they paid for 7 goats, but they started off with 1 goat, then 2 goats, and for the country. And that goat supplied milk for